on today, so she'll be our scribe. She's starting the recording, unless anyone objects. We record our meetings and they're available for review. Thank you, Farheen. Today is February 26, 2020 meeting of the ORAN Software Community, TOC. Our next step is to do a roll call. Greetings, I'm Jack Murray from AT&T. Let me just...
Yeah, check. Jinri is here.
Thank you, Jinri. David? I don't see David on yet. Okay, Masafumi-san?
Hi, Jack. This is Masafumi from Docomo. I'm here. Yep.
William?
Hello, this is William.
Thank you, William. And Vishwa? Okay. Vishwa's missed a couple meetings. I'll send him a note. Let's see, Skand Praya from Verizon. Are you on? He's named as the alternate. Okay. All right. So we have four members present. So that's meets our quorum requirement. So we can move on with an official meeting today. The next step is to review our minutes from our previous meeting. The previous meeting is, let's see, one second, let me. I'll give you 1 second. All right. Our previous meeting was June 19. We have the audio attached. We have the minutes here in line with what was covered as a record of activities. Okay. And all right. So are there any questions, corrections, or concerns about the February 19th minutes? Okay, then I ask a motion to accept the minutes.
Jack, I did spot some typos for the previous meeting minutes, but I actually don't want to waste people's time here. So probably I can provide the comments to Farheen offline, but I mean, this does not prevent me from making a motion for approval of this meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Do I have a second?
Here a second from William.
Okay. So all those in favor say aye.
Oh, cheers. Saying aye.
Masahumi saying hi.
All those against say nay. Okay. The minutes are approved. We'll get back to our current meeting. Okay, so the next step then is to ask if anyone has anything to add to today's agenda.
Uh, Jack, Richard here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Richard, you go first. Yeah, no, you first.
I asked Farid to add an item on BRV and some decisions to be made there. So I don't know if that's already there or not.
Okay.
Jack, I wasn't able to add it. I was out of office for a couple days.
Okay. So that should be under old business because we did discuss it last week. So just if you could add a line, we'll get to that. All right. Jinri, you Jack, had something?
Okay, Jack, so before that.
Yeah. Okay, you go first.
I put also something under, I think, point 10. I just want to get an update on if anything happened related to the ASN1 under 9. Related to ASN1 legal situation since last week.
Okay. Go ahead, Jinri.
So probably my item could be also put under the item 10. I saw our next meeting, right? Is that item 10? So Joe, can you scroll a bit down? Item 10. Yeah, so basically I want to discuss the schedule for the remaining virtual meeting, a virtual face-to-face meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Anyone else have anything they want to add to the agenda? Okay, so let's add those items. Let's get up to releases, votes, and approvals. Okay. Are there any outstanding votes or approvals that didn't get completed?
Yes, the recap approvals has still not. I only got Jinri's approval so far.
Okay, I'm confused about that. I thought I had done that. All right, so we have to work out a better method of tracking the votes. But if you can just repost that, Madi, in the TOC one, and if the other TOC members, can you review that vote? And Madi, this is just adding, can you just summarize what your request was again?
Yes, these are the repos for the traffic steering use case. So there's four repos, the TS traffic steering XAP, QP, the quality of experience predictor XAP, QP driver that feeds the information to the QP. And then there's a demo XAP, Hello World XAP. So these are the four repos that are being requested. So you want me to post it in the chat?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay, I'll look it up.
All right, anyone else with any items?
Just regarding approvals, I've asked, and last week we approved a new repo to be created for the non-real-time RIC dashboard repo. It looks as if the Linux Foundation may require a new approval for the full correct name, so I've asked for a reapproval of the same thing using a new name. That's currently sorry about the delay. I just sent it just a few moments ago on the TOC mailing list, and I'm adding it now to the requests wiki page as well. But it's the same request as before, just with a different name. I would suggest that we call the repo portal/non-realtime-RIC-control-panel now, if that's okay.
Anybody have any concern about that? Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Jack, it's for some reason it doesn't seem like I can copy and paste from my email to this chat. I don't know why that's being blocked.
Interesting.
But I sent the message yesterday at 2:06 p.m. Eastern, if somebody can look it up. I don't see it coming. Oh, there. Wait, there it is. All right. Let me see if I can post the chat. All right.
Okay, yes, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Glad I can be some useful service once in a while. All right, let's get back to our keep moving. All right, so on to marketing. At this point, MWC is I think roughly a closed item for us. We have some meetings, which is really the face-to-face, not really MWC at this point. It's really the second item. So the first item we can retire. Second item, Jinri will talk a little bit about what's left on the virtual meeting schedule. And then what's going on at ONS? Does anyone have anything? We're not doing an official activity at ONS, but individual partners can participate. I think we put in a request for a talk. Anyone have any updates?
Yeah, Jack, I don't know if this is official or not. This is Tracy. But Ericsson and Nokia and CommScope and Samsung, I think they're involved as well, submitted a request for a panel discussion. And it would basically discuss the lessons learned and also the cross, you know, the cross project work activities with the POC and proof of concept in December, as well as what we plan to do in June of 2020. So I think we'll get formal confirmation if that proposal is accepted sometime next week. So I don't know if that's official. I mean, I don't know if that's an official ORAN entry or how that's being viewed, but I just wanted to make sure, that's why I mentioned it last time, that this group is aware of it.
Okay. John, I mean, you mentioned Ericsson, Nokia, and Samsung. Is that who you mentioned?
Ericsson, Nokia, Samsung, and CommScope.
CommScope, okay.
With an AT&T person as a moderator. Probably someone on the West Coast because, you know, that makes sense.
All right.
I can resend the proposal and we'll see what happens next week. I mean, it might be rejected, but I'm pretty sure it'll be accepted.
Okay, John Keane here from Ericsson. I'm not aware of of that submission at the moment. I am also considering maybe submitting a proposal for, you know, an Ericsson proposal for a brief non-real-time RIC demo, but that's not confirmed yet. I know the deadline is today, but I still haven't confirmed.
Okay, so right. John, let me send you Haseeb's email. That's and just, you know,
Yeah, sure, that'll be good. Thank you.
Okay.
Same from Nokia side. I'm not aware either.
Yeah, you just reach out your sides and find out if it is, and if it's if they're using either the ORAN or the OSC, you know, referencing those organizations, it's good to know and track. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they are actually. The proposal references ORAN, OSC.
Right. Then we should track it at least and put it on our, you know, events. All right.
Chip.
Yeah.
Just a few comments here. So first is regarding the MWC demo. So although it was canceled, in the meantime, so ORAN Alliance actually set up a web page on the ORAN website to host all these demos, but definitely this is in a virtual way, meaning that for any company originally providing the demo in MWC, they could provide or upload their materials, presentations or videos to the ORAN website, and that would be made public for everyone else to access. Currently, I think their website is there, the web page is there under construction because the companies need to provide their consent and need to upload their materials to the website. Yeah. So I will let you know once that was done and that is open.
Okay. Yeah, just work with Farheen to get it added to our events and then we can post the
website. Yeah. Okay. Yes, I know. So, and then regarding the schedule for next week, so do you want me to discuss here? Because it's kind of related to the second item that you mentioned.
Sure.
I just didn't have a chance to chime in just now.
Yeah, let's get it. Go ahead and get it done.
Okay. So you see, originally we have planned a lot of items for discussion. But in order not to conflict with other working groups last week, we actually only scheduled 2 days and plus one joint session with working group one last week, which means that we actually have still quite a few leftover items to discuss. I'm sorry for this. It's kind of my fault not to discuss with you all last week on the timing for the remaining items. Original plan is to do this week, but it seems not be feasible. So my thinking is to kind of hold this next week. And two things here. So first, if you recall, the remaining items include first the project reports from each PTL. And we expect each lasting for about 10 to 20 minutes. This is the first item. And second is the kind of collaboration discussion with OAI. I remember there should be one contribution or proposal from William, from a bunch. And third, we may discuss like the ASN.1 legal issue. So we still have these few items to discuss. So my proposal here is, can we take next, I think, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and the same time as talk? Because I know, I believe that time will be suitable for the colleagues from different continents.
Well, I think that if you're talking about the time that we used last week, I think the problem...
No, I'm not talking about the time. Last week we used that time partially because that we don't want to conflict with our working groups. But for next week, I think such topics could be more refined within our software community. We don't expect too much participation from our from ORAN working groups. So in this case, then I would suggest that we will use the let's say 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. EST. But class Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Okay, so that if we have our regular meeting on Wednesday, then that's like 4 days in a row. So I think we need
to
think about that. I don't know that
that's,
you know, 4 days in a row is productive. Maybe we could use this time slot next week and just dedicate it for, you know, one of those meetings to cut down a little bit on the number of activities. I think, Lixing, when are we supposed to start the demos for the first cycle? Are you on?
That's to be arranged still. Hopefully we can start next week using the integration weekly meeting, which is the hour after the TOC.
Right. So let's coordinate and not make it, you know, let's be crisp and get the work done and not just, you know, meet too many times, but let's use the time we're going to meet next week to really address the items that we need to. All right.
Yeah, but Jack, my concern is that, I mean, if you see the project report from each PTL, I'm afraid that if we only have one meeting next week for this item.
No, I didn't say that. I just didn't want to meet 4 days is all I'm saying. So we could use this this hour next week to do that, and we'll just skip the TOC meeting for 1 week if it'd be more productive. You know, let's get the most productive items that we have to address in the time frames, rather than just have too many meetings in 1 week. So if Lixing has his slot after this on Wednesday, that's technically a 2 hour slot on Wednesday. Let's just figure out the most effective way and not just have meetings.
Okay.
Many meetings is all I'm saying.
You can also use the RSEC time slot.
That's also one of my thoughts. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Then let's don't waste too much time here. Let's take this discussion offline. So Rachel and Jack. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So let's get on to our action items, old business. A, Ritwick and there's not an explanation of what this is.
This is Ritwick just earlier in the meeting asked for to add this item. I heard Biave, but I don't know if that's...
Yeah, it's...
So this one... you know, we've had an initial discussion with Viavi. I don't know if Viavi is on the call. They said they'll be on the call. What's happening right now is Viavi is internally discussing in their own company to see what level of contribution can be made to the OSD test and integration lab, you know, with respect to emulators. So Nick Smith, I believe, and Engwei are looking into that. They don't have a report today, but he said that after checking internally with their team, with the company, they will report back next week. And if we have any questions for them, or if anybody has any questions for them, you know, maybe we can just shoot them an email, or you can send those questions to me regarding the emulator capabilities, or you know, things like that. So that's one point. The other point is, I guess, licensing standpoint and cost. That's what I wanted to bring up here in the TOC. Obviously, we don't know the answer to what VRV's level of contribution will be, so it's a little difficult to decide that also. Jack or Jinri or other talk chairs, do you have any viewpoints there?
Well, it's certainly funding is an option. We'd have to go back to the TSC and, you know, they'd have to clear it through their processes if we asked for additional funding, which I don't think is unrealistic. The question is how much, you know, and what's the value to us, right? I think there's a couple different options here on making sure that whatever we invest in is effectively used by the community. You know, maybe we could, they said their stuff runs in the cloud. Maybe we could set up a cloud instance. This way it could be accessed, you know, in a more, you know, community friendly manner. But at the same time, we have to manage it in kind of the guidelines of whatever the licensing agreement from Viavi is. Can you hear me, Jinri? Okay.
Oh, yes, so, yes, yeah.
So I think that would be my interest is saying, okay, whatever the terms and conditions, you know, could it be a yearly agreement? And can we set up it hosted somewhere in the cloud, and then it could be used by the different teams managed by, you know, maybe the integration and test team, and see if we can move forward along those tracks. But let's see what the best, you know, the best terms and conditions we can get for the software community and how we can, you know, accomplish what our goals are here. That's what we're looking at. But I don't know that we have specifics enough. I think we should probably ask everyone to, comment. You know, maybe we could start an email chain, Ritwick, if you could start that on the email so that other people can comment about what their thought process is.
But just sure, yeah. The slides and I think the video recording is on the RSAC meeting page. So people should take a look at the slides that we produced. That'll give you a quick overview of the capabilities. And yeah, I'll start a mailing. Quick email on the list, yeah.
So it's here somewhere, right?
It's in the meetings. If you go to the RSAC page and in the meetings page, okay, there will be a meeting.
All right.
And then if you scroll all the way down to, you should see, yeah, so there you go. You just passed it. That's the VRV slide, and the one before that is the bronze update.
All right, so start a thread and let's see what other people's thoughts and interests are.
One thing that might be of interest, Ritwick and Jack, is that Viavi is already part of OTIC, the ORAN Testing and Integration Center Europe. Of course, it's just optical at this point in time. And I'm not sure if ORAN Software Community and ORAN Alliance Testing and Integration Centers will share lab facilities, but just wanted to call that out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I actually have some, Ritwick, I have some documentation you might find useful, so let me forward that on.
Okay, yeah, you can forward that on. Yeah, we can put that up in the wiki, yeah.
All right, Farin, so when you get a chance, just look at that link there under the RSAC and fix the spelling, and it has to do with emulators, right? Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, and Richard, I actually suggested that we should have a dedicated file list page to store all the contributions from last week's contribution presentations, right? So currently I see that you uploaded the material only under RSEC. But I mean,
yes,
once
where
we
would
get
you,
the,
do you want me to put it somewhere else?
No. So Jinri, I think.
Yeah, I tried.
I think what happens is we should have, you know, all the links event together, you know, under events.
Yes, yes.
But I don't. Yes. You don't have to have the materials there. You can leave the materials where we cast them and point to them as a link.
Okay. And that's also okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Just yes. So people can find them all.
Yes. Yes. That's also okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I tried to do this, create a page this afternoon, but I mean, for some reason recently, I mean, my access to the wiki, especially logging in, have some issues. So I failed.
Okay. So it's a, yeah. Farhin, are you back at this point? Or are you still just?
I'm just here for today's call, but I can, tomorrow, you... I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay. So send Farhin some notes for tomorrow, you know, so she'll try to work it tomorrow and Friday. All right, Jinri?
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's keep moving here. Jinri, we already talked about the face-to-face. Update the events. We just kind of talked about that a little bit, but that's really the virtual meeting information needs to get on there. Yeah. The open data set. Jinri, you want to talk about this?
Oh, yeah. So I think this was an outstanding item from two meetings before. So basically, so the idea is that I believe that most of us are aware of the importance of the data, especially in the era of big data, right? So, and as operators, we do have volumes of data, and I mean, it will be useful for multiple folks. And for example, we can use it to train the AI model to develop some AI machine learning algorithms. We can also use it to test our software components. And so this is the value. And actually last year, I think, so probably even longer, Orient TLC has already initiated some discussion on setting up a project dedicated to this open data set. And then, so a few weeks ago when I talked this with Jack, and thanks to you, Jack, because of your guidance and the alignment, I actually turned to a Linux Foundation staff, I think it's Nicholas, and have a long conversation with him. So here are some information that I got from him. So first is in Linux Foundation, the open data set is also seen very important. And this is relatively a new topic. So indeed, so far, if I remember correctly, there are about three projects set up under LF regarding this sharing and opening the data. And second, the good news is that, you see, I mean, from the mechanism, practical mechanism perspective, when we want to share or when we want to open the data, and so the key question is how, what is the mechanism? And in particular, there needs to be some regulation or policies to regulate people, regulate the project team, to use and to share and to open such data. So the good news is that indeed under Linux Foundation has actually already developed an agreement specifying the regulations that we need to comply in order to share, open and use all this data. So this agreement is called CDLA, Community Data License Agreement. So Community Data License Agreement. And the second good news is that, this CDLA License Agreement has already been written in our software community's charter. And this means that if we want to set up a project, the open data set project under our software community, we don't need to borrow to modify this charter. We can directly do this, and but definitely we need to indicate that this project will comply with the CDLA permissive version by Linux Foundation. So, and I think this is second thing. The third thing is that, again, from the practical mechanism perspective, and the technical laws, the tools that RF have already provided, I mean, including the gallery, for example, can also apply for this open data set project. So based on this information, I think here is the basic information. So actually the proposal from Trine Mobile is that we want to propose setting up this dedicated open data set project under our software community. And we believe that it will bring value and enhance the cooperation with our projects under the same community. Today I don't have enough slides to support my argument. So this is just a brief introduction to give you a high level general sense of this. So probably, and I don't expect that we do have a decision today. So probably offline I can share some slides or next week on the talk call, and I can bring some more slides for this. But again, I mean, the purpose here is to set up this project under our software community. And I really hope that you can consider this and then also join this. Yes, I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Jinri. Yeah. So I think the appropriate path forward, Jinri, is we need to form a working activity to investigate, you know, so people could spend some more time talking and thinking it through from the different people who are interested in participating. The data is always a rich place for discussions. I don't think the talk meeting probably has enough time to talk it through and work it out. I think need to eventually make a presentation back to the bigger TSC about what the outcome of our investigation is, to give them a little more detail about this and see who wants to participate.
You mean TSC or TOC?
Well, I think eventually we have to report back to the TSC. There are, you know, our funding, you know, leadership group, right? If we're going to do this, I think we should at least inform them, you know, what our plans are and what our, you know, our goals are as starting this new effort. It's different enough that I think we should make people aware what we're doing, so that everyone can, act informed, right? I am not saying yes or no or anything like that. Yeah, I'm just saying, I think we should go through a little bit of a process here. It's a little bit more than what a software community just normally does by expectation. So I just think we should take a little time and talk to people and make sure we're doing it right. That's all.
All right. Okay.
So
probably I think offline I can provide some material and see the comments.
Right.
Yeah.
So what we should probably do is find a spot here, where we can form a space to have, you know, put materials and have the discussion. I'm not sure exactly where, but maybe post something, you know. Maybe create on talk. Maybe we could create something on the left side tree for this. We could put things there, and you could post a message in the email, and then let's find a time slot to have those discussions and at least give the community a time to you know, sure. in people interested yeah. show up and participate. Because it's not just...
Yeah, I see.
I don't think it's just figuring out how you want to operate it. I think it's also making sure we get enough people who are interested in participating. And for each company, yeah. sharing data is a complicated topic that I think they need to work through and decide. So
yeah, I know. Yeah, this makes sense. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and probably, I mean, for this, probably later on, I need to, like the RSEC here, probably I will use that some time slot from RSEC. Because yeah. Okay. Yeah, I will talk with Ray to offline. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's move on to the next topic. Okay, let's see. Jinri, we talked about the data set. Update TSC with short and long-term simulator support. Ritwik, I think, already initially covered that. I think the... I think last week, both David and William said that they would act as, you know, provide some coordination to the test focus group from ORAN. I'm not expecting, you know, that you but just looking to see if there's any updates.
Yeah, this is William from ORAN. So from my side, last week there were four time slots for this focus group. And they are working currently on different documents and the integration center as well. So in fact, last week I have not any time slot to introduce me and propose working or make this interaction between Orange Software Community and this focus group. So I this afternoon there are a meeting for this focus group, and I will join more to introduce myself and be part of this work on this link between this open source community and test and integration focus group as well. So I think that there are many interesting topics. For example, they are working for the moment in this end-to-end system test specification framework, which is very interesting because we can also contribute and make this link in our future with our future releases. Okay, so I will provide more information next week. Okay.
Right now. Lejing, don't we have some software for a test framework in?
Yeah, yes, there is a software called OTF, Open Test Framework, that we're trying to use for some of the menu end-to-end test flows for the bronze release, such as the health check.
Okay, so just to try to, you know, keep things linked up, you know, we need to, I just wanted to make sure you're aware that we're doing some work along those lines as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that, I think that.
Just.
Yes. Yeah. Go
ahead. Oh, no. Yeah, you go first.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. So I think that this is very important to be, in coordination in this different aspect of test specification. So currently we are working on that as well, and they are currently working on this specification. So it makes sense to collaborate in this definition of this end-to-end system test specification as well. So I think that I can try to work on this with this TF focus group and try to make the link with the different PTLs and so on in order to contribute on this specification. Okay.
That's good. I mean, that's basically where we're at just at this point. Yes. The process, let's coordinate and figure out how to collaborate. Also, you know, if there's places where they want us, you know, work in terms of storing scripts and storing some of the test things rather than creating another, maybe we run that as a space within this space so that things stay accessible. These are all options, but things to talk about with them. We'll leave it to you and David, and we'll keep looking for updates. And obviously, people who are interested should get involved. All right. You had anything, Jinri?
Sorry, Jake. This is Jinri from Intel. So from for the audio loop project, I sent an email to Lucian. I'm not sure if he looked at that. So you know, for the audio loop project, if we would like to, you know, execute that as a software, we need some specific hardware requirement. So for the for that part, I'm not sure how can we, you know, how the OSC or the NIR Foundation can provide that, or where we can perform the execution of the software.
So you should please work with Lijing for the, you know, and this, the integration and test project. Yeah. That's where that'll come into play. I do expect that soon we should be able to, you know, build and deploy the ODU, you know, to make it functional as part of the process, and be interested in, you know, working out the details to make sure that piece is usable as part of both the integration and test plans, as well as by others who want to build that. I know the ODU low with the can use the Intel software and load it as part of setting up the test, but all that we should be demonstrating that all that works here as part of that process. So he would be, that team would be where you would work that, and creating a hardware environment to do that, communicate with them, and they'll have to bring their needs and recommended plan to the bigger organization once they figure out how they're going to do that across several projects. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you. And maybe let me know if you need more information, and you know, I'm proud of anything what we needed.
Okay, great. All right, you got that, Lijing?
Yes, thank you. I got received the email from you, Jimmy. So I think what you're asking, if I understand it correctly, is beyond testing, but also the building of the artifact, right? You want to build this on a specific hardware platform?
Actually, you know, this software, you know, we contribute the software, especially for the whole event. And so we need the hardware accelerator, and we need the NIC card, and to bring the whole system up. So we need this hardware environment.
I don't think it's build. I think it's the target environment that you're going to run it on needs to be defined.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. Let's follow up offline to discuss how to set this up.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Let's see. Yeah, Chuck, there is no comment from my side just now.
Okay.
Yeah, just to clarify this.
Okay, so Yingying provide a list of functionality that OCU plans on targeting, where OCU. So one of the big issues we talked about last week was really the sequencing of the releases. And I know we raised the issues about trying to align requirements, specifications with the open source cycle. I know we raised it, we talked about it, but I don't know, Jinri, that there was any formal decisions made by the working groups or the TSC. Jinri?
Check. Give me a moment.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll come back to that.
Yeah. Sorry. It's not a decision, but basically we convey this message, convey this information twice. I mean, one was during the working group one, joint working group session. We raised this request, and second during the TSC. And I don't see any objections on this. Then I believe that the working group co-chairs have already taken this message. And okay. I think there are several, like for example, I mean, there are at least two good examples on this. One is from working group two, and the other is from working group three. For example, for working group three, I know they actually adjusted their timeline to kind of align with our the window of time for the design and planning for the either a cherry or the D release. Yeah. So okay. They actually adjusted their timeline. So that's a good news.
Okay, good. I'll try to update the release schedules. You know, we have our ORAN Alliance track. I'll try to update that with that information so that we capture some of that, but I'll do that update. I have to start generating the cherry one as well here in the next week. Ying, do you have anything on the OCU plans?
Hi, Jack. For now, there's no update here. We still focus on the UPN and the PDCP and this release.
Okay. Just make sure you're working with Lejing and the integration and test team, so there's a test plan for whatever you do complete in the cherry release can be built and tested and demonstrated, right, as part of the build process, right?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so then H, Community Release Manager. I guess we need to, this happened the week kind of I was out, but this is asking Linux Foundation for some support on this, I think. Right, Jinri? Do you remember?
I was not the last call. I mean, I dropped very early, but I did review the recording. And if I recall correctly, I think it was like kind of Tracy mentioned that she will have some call with some guy from Linux Foundation regarding this release manager role. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, it's Trishan. So yes, I think next step there was just to have a sync up a discussion with David McBride, who's our release manager for ONAP and OPNFV. Yes.
ONAP, yes.
Okay. Yep,
with Tracy.
So update this with Patrician's name on it for right now. Put Linux Foundation release manager Farheen. Trishan, if you can set that up and invite me so we can understand, what options we have there. I'd like to get involved.
Yep. Right. I think Tracy was going to set that up, but I can follow up with her so we don't step on each other. Yep.
All right. PTL, be prepared to discuss bronze dev sprint one demos. I think Lejing, you've begun reaching out to them to set up demo schedule.
I created the JIRA work items and sent emails to the PTLs. So we'll try to organize those demos.
Okay. All right. So just to let everyone know what's going on, after every dev cycle, we try to organize a demo of what's been accomplished so that the software people can show very incrementally what they're doing, instead of waiting to the very end and trying to educate everybody about what's going on. So as part of the hour after this meeting, which is the integration and test teams hour, Lijing will try to coordinate that with as many projects as makes sense to go through that process. So just to keep people informed. Any questions on that? This is just a way to get the software people's incremental work to be, you know, updated. Kind of a sidebar to this is really looking at how our software process is working. You know, we started off kind of flexible, but as we move forward, we're going to start enforcing a little more rigidity. A related item to this is really code review and incorporating software into the main trunk. We're going to be moving towards a process where a review is required by a second individual and a code contributor other than the person who wrote the code or posted the code has to review it with them and give them a plus one before code can be incorporated. So we're going to begin that process. Lijing, as part of the release manager, is, you know, working through the details of that. Lijing, did I represent it correctly?
Yeah, I'll try to organize and coordinate those end of release, end of sprint demos. The hope is in sprint N, we can do the demos for sprint N minus one. The PTLs can demonstrate their achievements during the previous development sprint.
Right. So the trick is that we have to turn on some enforcement, but I don't know if we can turn it on a project by project basis. Lijing, you're going to look into that.
Yes. The current thought is we will use the Jira system to track that. If, for example, one particular sprint, a project that does not have a significant, achievements that they can demonstrate, then they can close that just citing those reasons. Then we'll recreate those stories every sprint. So at least, you know, from management perspective, we get an overview of how each project is demonstrating.
Right, that's for the demos. But for the other step where we're going to start forcing code reviews.
Yes.
We talked about that, right? And so the question is, did you find out if we could do it on a project by project basis, or does it have to be?
I had some private chat with other people involved in other LF projects. So far, their experience has been the Linux Foundation does support to enforce this on all the repos. They have not had experience on they can enforce that on individual repos. I don't know, maybe Trishan can comment on that. So the ask is, we have in the code contribution and the review process, pretty much anybody with the Linux Foundation ID can make contributions. Then only the committers can merge those contributions into masters. Now, what we're having right now in the open source community is we have many merges that are actually done by the same people, same contributors. So essentially, contributors making contributions, and they just merge it. from code quality perspective, this may not be the best practice, although it does have some speed advantages in practicing this. Now, Linux Foundation does have Garrett plugins, which can prevent this kind of things. I think it's called a no-self merging. So if you're a contributor, then you cannot perform the merging. Now,
actually,
the question is...
Lusheng?
Yep.
Actually, the problem is, I think it should be so that the contributor and committer can still be the same person as long as the contribution has been reviewed by a second person.
There are multiple plugins, to my understanding. One is you can, the Garrett system can force that the review score must be above positive 2 or something. Every positive review gives.
Yeah, Lucian, usually it's a plus 2. I think if a commit gets a plus 2, then it gets merged. Or it can be passed on to the build.
Yeah, so that's one plugin that we can ask LF to turn on if the TOC and the community agrees. Another is a no self merging.
So the part of the question, Tristan, is can they be turned on project by project so we could work through this process, or do we have to turn it on all projects at once? Just simply for logistics of getting everybody up to speed, I just want to know what options we have.
Yeah, we'll need to check that because I'm not certain offhand, so I need to check that.
Right, that's all we're asking.
Okay.
Just since our projects have kind of a distribution across them, it would be nice if we can, you know, work through the different projects to get
and then turn it on each individually, yeah. No, that makes sense.
Rather than dropping the wall on everybody at once and creating, you know, a lot of learning across all the projects at once. All right, that's the big question. I wanted to make sure we talked about it so people hear it's coming, that we're going to figure out a method. We haven't decided exactly when, but it will be enforced at some point. And then we have to work out the details of how we enforce it, like what Thora was discussing. We have to decide exactly how we want it to work. We're not making that decision today, but wanted to start the conversation. All right?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, everybody. All right, we're over. So we didn't get to a couple of items. One, I want to talk very quickly about the ORAN work on the copyright with 3GPP. We've exchanged, the emails continue to exchange. They've asked some more questions. We provided them the software license agreements that we're going to operate on under, just to keep people up to speed. Most of the projects are under Apache, but the documentation is under a different license. What's it called again, Lijing? Open?
CC4, Creative Commons version 4.
Is that, and then of course we have the ORAN license. They most recently came back and asked if ORAN is a separate legal entity, and just so people, can people still see my screen for the ORAN charter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you see here as part of the charter, we are an LLC, under a series of LLCs formed by the Linux Foundation as part of a Delaware Series Limited Liability Company. So I'll respond to them, but I'm just trying to educate people as we go through that this information, you know, so yes, we are an official LLC as part of the Linux Foundation umbrella as an entity for the ORAN software community. Okay, just trying to make sure that people, you know, as I respond, that other people know, you know, what I'm responding and where I get that information from. All right, that's part of our charter that you can see on the ORAN website instead of the TSC site. Just so if you go to the base page, you can go here to the ORAN softwarecommunity.org site, which has the charter on it. All right. But you can also go to the ORAN site and under software, all links are here for the software community charter, the Apache license, the specification charter, the ORAN software license, the CLA for ORAN, and then links and some information just to keep everybody informed, you know, where things are and what we're, and how we respond to these requests. So it's all there on these different websites. All right, so Tharoff, we're making progress slowly, but there is an exchange, and we do all this work through the standards group in ORAN. So I don't know if that helps give you an update.
All right. Is there any expectation when there will be any kind of news?
I think this is becoming a bigger issue because it's also an issue for several of the working groups. So I think it's getting more intensity. So also with the agreements that are now being announced by ORAN, where they're partnering with some of these other entities, I think there's some momentum. But we're pushing. We'll pay attention to this and try to get this wrapped up here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Sarab, I have a very quick question regarding ASN.1. So we need ASN.1 copyright from ORAN Alliance or the 3GPP or both?
Eventually both. So for us, the most acute problem is the E2AP, E2 application protocol, which is a pure ORAN ASN.1. But then the E2SMs, they will combine the two. And then there's the 3GPP.
Okay.
One involved as well.
Which one is more urgent?
E2AP, which is a pure ORAN Alliance problem.
Oh.
No 3GPP involved in that, in the E2AP.
Right. And I'll get back to Stefan about that. Like, that's where we need to work that one. All right.
So Jack, tomorrow there will be an EC call, so probably we can bring this there tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else today before we close the meeting? We're 10 minutes over. Is there any other business that people feel we have to cover today?
Please vote on the repo requests, please.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Lijing, I think I'm going to turn the meeting over to you.
Yes, thank you.